it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison, thanks for your company. It's less than 2 weeks out from the Blind Citizens Australia National Convention to be held in Melbourne from the 13th to the 15th of October. We're joined by John Simpson, President of Blind Citizens Australia, to give us some detail about what's happening at the convention and how you can be involved. John, once again, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Vaughan. It's good to be with you in just a week to the convention.
Yes, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's come around really quickly since we first talked about it around about June this year.
Oh, look, this is undoubtedly our biggest and best convention, and I say that with all sincerity, Vaughan, because to have the president of the World Blind Union in Australia specifically for this event and the other elements of the program that we've put together over the 2.5 days, I think it really is a great opportunity for our members to learn more about the organisation, learn more about blindness services, and for those who are there, have a great weekend.
Well, speaking of those who are there, do we have an idea at the moment of how many people are coming?
Last time I checked the registrations, we were up to around 110, Vaughan.
You mentioned the president of the World Blind Union, Fred Schroeder.
Yes, Dr. Fred Schroeder, of course, is a highly respected and credentialed expert on rehabilitation of people with disabilities from the United States. He actually served as the Commissioner for Rehabilitation Services in the Clinton era. He's currently the president of the World Blind Union, so I guess the principal representative of the 185 million blind people around the world. And he's here for a week, and the feature of that week is the keynote address that he'll present on the Saturday morning as part of the opening session of the convention.
What else is happening?
Well, the convention this year actually starts early afternoon on the Friday, Vaughan, with some workshops that we've introduced as a pre-convention event. And these are workshops that have been designed particularly to attract younger people to the Friday part of the program. So they're looking at the skills used by blind and vision impaired students to reach their potential. And the second area is around confidence building and capability building for young people. So workshops that are designed probably for students who are at that middle to senior secondary level, thinking of starting to think about transition to university and life beyond school. On the Friday night, of course, we've got our annual general meeting. And that's a particularly busy one this year because not only will we have the announcement of the results of election of directors and election of the National Policy Council representative from South Australia, but we need to deal with some significant constitutional changes, as we've talked about on this program before, and also a resolution that will set Blind Citizens Australia up for its amalgamation with Blind Citizens New South Wales if the members of BC New South Wales actually vote that way at their annual general meeting. And then, of course, the conference proper starts on the Saturday morning and after the normal opening formalities, Dr. Fred Schroeder, and then the program spins on from there until mid-afternoon on Sunday. And beyond that, on Sunday afternoon, a very special event, the screening of a movie with a new audio description app. The movie is called Defiant Lives, and we'll have the producer and some other people involved with the production of the movie on hand to do a question and answer. I guess there are two attractions from a blinder's point of view. Firstly, it's a movie about the lives of people with disabilities, and secondly, the use of a new app for audio description that's based on use of a smartphone. The convention dinner on the Saturday evening, of course, is always a highlight, particularly because it includes the presentation of the David Blyth Award. The David Blyth Award is presented each year in which we have a national convention to someone who's made an outstanding contribution to improving the lives of blind and vision impaired Australians, I can assure people that it will be someone who has a great deal of respect and who has achieved a fantastic amount on behalf of people who are blind and people with other disabilities across the community.
And of course, a couple of years ago, the David Blyth Award was awarded to John Shute, the well-known Braille music transcriber.
Yes, that was at our convention in Perth. And I don't think we'll be having a choral tribute to this particular recipient, Vaughan, but the National Women's Branch will be presenting their Diana Braun Aspirations Award to someone who has been very active in supporting the National Women's Branch and enhancing the lives of blind and vision impaired women.
Now, the Women's Branch AGM is happening as well at the convention.
Yes, they're due to meet over the lunchtime on the Sunday for their annual general meeting. And on the Saturday over lunchtime, Vaughan, we've got a lunch that we've put together for particularly younger members of the organisation, although of course it's open to everyone, to talk about what BCA can be doing better to encourage and support younger people as part of our membership. It's a constant part of our thinking in terms of expanding our membership. The membership has been growing very slowly over recent years, so we're keen to expand it in a number of directions, and of course as part of that is expansion among younger people, and that's why we've programmed this lunch to give those people who are members the opportunity to give us direct input as to the sorts of things that will work in that environment. We don't pretend to know the answers for everyone, so it's important that we hear from this group in terms of some strategies that we might put into place.
One of the things that has become very important of late, John, is emotional health and mental health and things like that. There's a session on that, I believe, this year.
Yes, Vaughan, one of the concurrent sessions on the Saturday afternoon is particularly looking at emotional well-being, and it's a panel session involving a mix of people who have lived experience in dealing with emotional problems, but also some people with expertise in the area. So a good opportunity for people to, I guess, gain a greater understanding of the pressures that result among other things, from the fact that they're blind and vision impaired and how these things impact on emotional well-being.
And, of course, there'll be the usual discussions about the National Disability Insurance Scheme and things like that.
Yes, parallel workshops, one looking at the NDIS and its implementation. And, of course, implementation of the NDIS is now a far more practical discussion than it has been in recent years. And a similar or a parallel session looking at my aged care and the services that are available through that option for people over the magic age of 65.
One of the most important things in the lives of blind and vision impaired people is access to information. Are we doing anything about that this year?
Quite a lot, Vaughan. I think most significantly, Lauren Henley is doing a presentation about the advocacy and policy work that we're doing around information access, and particularly focusing on our current campaigns around audio description on broadcast television and this vexed question of access to touchscreen terminals such as the Commonwealth Bank's Albert Terminal. But we also have a number of other presentations. Tony Starkey, representing the Australian Blindness Forum, will be giving us an update on copyright issues and the impact of the Marrakesh Book Treaty in Australia. We'll have a presentation from Jonathan Mosen, who would be known to many of your listeners. Jonathan, of course, from New Zealand, is going to give a personal perspective on the emerging technologies and how they're changing life for him. Steve Hurd is giving us a presentation on the potential for driverless cars. Steve is working as an honorary fellow with the Centre of Eye Research Australia and is doing a lot of work in this area, so he'll come along and talk about those. And then we have a presentation on that huge topic of the day, Vaughan, social media, and Gian Wild from Accessibility Oz will come along and provide a presentation on that area. And of course, more and more people are using social media both as a news source and as a communications tool.
And of course, to use social media, you need to use technology. And I understand that we're having an exhibition this year.
Yes, the major equipment suppliers will be on hand, Humanware, Quantum Reading Writing, and also Pacific Vision. And Vision Australia will also have a display stand concentrating on technology.
John, a few weeks ago on the program, we spoke to Troy Gladwell, who went to the United States for a camp for blind and vision impaired people.
Yes, that's the Enchanted Hills Summer Camp, and in fact, in combination with Blind Citizens New South Wales, we were able to sponsor six Australians to attend that camp, and four of those people, in fact, will be at the convention and providing a report back on their experiences. And Troy is one of those, along with Sally Orish from New South Wales, Tess Whelan from Victoria, and Tyan Taylor from New South Wales. I guess that's a direct reflection of our desire, Vaughan, as we were talking about before, to involve younger people, and a great way of bringing those people into the convention. They're all first-time attendees, so a great opportunity to involve them.
How can people get more information about the convention, and indeed people will be able to listen to the convention?
Well, let's deal with the first part of that. Of course, for those people who are hearing this program almost immediately after its release, it's not too late to register, and you can do that either through the BCA website, through the events page on the BCA website, or by ringing the BCA office and registering that way. And you can register for all or various parts of the convention, and the costings are done to reflect that people are attending different bits and pieces.
And just for those who are looking to register, John, the convention is in Melbourne.
Yes, Vaughan, at the Novotel Melbourne, which is out in Glen Waverley. And of course, convention starting from about 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the 13th of October, running through to mid-afternoon on Sunday, the 15th, with that movie screening to follow. And to go to your second question, Vaughan, yes, again, this year we'll be streaming via the internet all of the proceedings from the main conference room, so the keynote presentation and the other major sessions there, and where there are parallel workshops, one of those workshops. And that'll be a continuing stream via the internet, and the links to that will be available via the BCA webpage for people in various coding formats and so forth, depending on the equipment that that people are using.
And there will be some broadcasts on the RPH stations.
I understand that a man by the name of Vaughan Bennison is going to be hosting some reports that will be put together at the end of each day, and then broadcast via the various RPH network stations around the country. Some stations, I think, will take that coverage on the Saturday and Sunday evening. Others will make time for it later in the week. So it's a case, really, Vaughan, of people checking with their local RPH provider about what the broadcast schedule is.
John, thanks once again for joining us.
Thanks, Vaughan, and I look forward to seeing you at the National Convention and many of our members. And for those who can't get there, don't forget the internet stream. And one of the things, Vaughan, that we are promoting is for our various branches, particularly those in regional areas, if people can't get to the convention, for them to get together at least on the Saturday morning as a group and have perhaps a morning tea and share in the opening session and keynote address as a local event as well.
That sounds like a great idea. It sounds like a good idea for companionship, peer support, and a whole raft of other things.
Absolutely.
John Simpson there, President of Blind Citizens Australia. You can look at your local RPH station website to find out when they intend to run the convention broadcasts. You can look at the BCA website for streaming information. And, of course, there are many other ways that you can find out about what's happening at convention and how you too can play your part. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company this week. Do take care, and I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.